Welcome back to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And let's go right to our other caller who's waiting, Earl in Catonsville. Earl, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. My question is, I'm in my mid-60s. A couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. I'm a lifelong bachelor. I've never really eaten that well. I'm trying to get better. I'm doing well on the exercise. But as far as I've cut down a lot on red meat. I eat a lot of fish, a lot of chicken, though I have to admit more of it is fried than I should. But do you have any advice as to some simple vegetarian meals I could start with? Or a lot of what I eat is carry out or packaged.
Yeah, you need to move away. You should really move away from that very quickly.
Well, I understand that,
there you go.
But
so,
nonetheless.
For health reasons, one, I applaud you for your honesty, Earl.
Definitely. Yeah, that's awesome.
And for making a decision to be better to yourself, that probably the biggest thing is if you learn how to cook one or two kinds of fish that you like well, is simply cook fish well, and find, you know, two, three, four vegetables at a time that you can do a simple saute with. That fish and those vegetables and some kind of an appropriate grain will end up giving you some kind of a balanced situation, easy protein, and that's going to absolutely help with the diabetes for sure. If you want to sub in dishes for the fish portion, then concentrating on learning a couple of different, you know, things with decent protein that are vegetarian dishes, whether it's a chickpea dish or like the chickpea pancake that I was talking about or something like that, and a good array of vegetables, and maybe you learn to make one or two relishes that you like. I mean, you're at a good time to go to market and to find product to work with. But honestly, Cindy, is there a cookbook or two that you think that Earl should take a look at?
That's one of the things I was thinking of, possibly a good beginner's cookbook.
But I think it's kind of like the building blocks of how to, like, you know, how to work your menus for yourself or what to start with.
Cookbook-wise, I would get Jacques Pepin's La Méthode and La Technique, which both books, he's combined both of them now, and they're in paperback. So it's an affordable book to buy, and you can learn how to cook so many things. And there are good instructional photographs as well as excellent instructions, written instructions. So I would strongly suggest buying that. And one of the other things is, as Tony said, just if you can learn some basics, chickpeas are absolutely delicious, and they really need to be washed well and soaked. It's a dried bean, so you want to wash it well and then soak it you should soak it overnight, which will shorten your cooking. Well, any bean should be soaked, but it will shorten your cooking process. Chickpeas take forever to cook, but the effort is worth it, because in the end, all you have to do is just leave it on the back of your stove. You could put a tiny bit of fresh herbs, maybe rosemary, in with the pot with water, and just let them cook gently. You could add a little bit of sautéed onion to it if you wanted, but really, you could even just cook them in water. And then you never add salt to a bean when you're cooking them. You have to finish with the salt. So once they're done cooking, you could really eat those for a couple of days, and you could do a lot of different things with them and build your meals around it. Let's say you were just going to saute a chicken breast, and you could add chickpeas to the dish, add a little bit of fresh lemon juice, extra virgin olive oil, some herbs that you might like, or you don't even have to go that far. And you have this wonderful sort of protein that's very good for you with this chicken that's, you're not going to have that many calories, and it's just, you know, and then you could add zucchini or green beans or cauliflower or peas or something, and have this sort of good way. You can make lentils the same way. Lentils cook really quickly. The fava bean is, if you can buy fresh at the market, those are really, really good for you. And
those are probably 2-3 weeks away right now for being local fava beans.
I've never seen a fava bean.
You have to take both husks off too, so it's a bit of a... It's definitely double work.
You take them out of the pod, right, and then you have to blanch them and remove the skin. They're not edible with the skin on. So they are a bit of work. But, you know, it's only, you're one person. How many fava beans are you going to eat? It's not going to take you that. It's not like you're prepping for a restaurant nighttime service. So, you know, you can certainly do that yourself. And, I think I would just start experimenting with cooking and not worry. I think one of the things about cooking is it can be so intimidating when you don't know how to do it. And if you just... try, and kind of a book like that will really guide you well, you can really start to learn and just enjoy it.
All right, and that was The Method and the Technique by
Jacques Pepin.
I know who he is. Okay,
very good. Very good. Well, good luck to you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Earl.
Let's go to Michelle in Abingdon.
Hi. I have, for various reasons, am unable to eat dark green vegetables. Oh, I tell you up front, I love vegetables. I always have. But I cannot eat dark green vegetables or fiber or gluten. What can I eat?
Oh, boy, there's some silence
Yeah, I think that's because I think that it sounds that your questions are serious enough and the restrictions are serious enough that you probably need to speak to a nutritionist to get particular personal advice.
And
we can help you cook the things that you want to eat,
mm-hmm.
and we can help you learn about the traditions of that and organize menus, but to give you particular nutritional discussion, you know, for what your needs are, hard for us to do.
Thank you for calling us.
I
hate saying
it's not this
department, but that's not this department. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I mean, that's important. We can try to help people put meals together and that sort of thing, but we're certainly not remotely here to tell you how to live your life or how to make those choices or exactly what you need nutritionally for yourself. We absolutely can help you find things, organize them into a worthwhile menu, help you with technique, help you cook them, help you find wines with strong vegetables. It's hard to do. Think about it. Think about the flavor of asparagus or the flavor of artichokes,
mm-hmm.
or the really nutty flavor of fava beans. Do you want a big, rich, oaky white wine with those? You're going to taste the vanilla. Do you like the idea of vanilla and asparagus?
No, not at all.
No.
That's the problem. Right. Asparagus is so hard.
It's a tricky match. So that's kind of, those are the kinds of questions that we can certainly help with.
Should we do the chef challenge?
We should do the chef challenge.
Okay, here you go, Tony.
It's, you know, and as always, I've written one up, and I really want to cook all the things I put on the list for you.
Well, so should we do this in reverse form?
No.
That's a lot of ingredients. Oh, my gosh.
It is. Well, cause
holy cow.
When I'm you see me shop for vegetables, right?
Right.
I buy everything that I like, everything, and I try to figure out, you know, I'll tell you right now, I wrote a list of what if I was cooking a meal like that, what would I do? I would do essentially like meze, like vegetable tapas of a bunch of different little dishes, mm-hmm. and then one main dish to kind of follow up.
Right. Okay.
As far as format. So
I'm not
going
to do the list because it'll take too much time. I have green lentils.
No, you got time. Go for it.
All right. Walnuts, butter, dried green lentils, spicy red spring onions, zucchini flowers, spring garlic, morel mushrooms, peppermint, polenta, flowering thyme, a few cherry tomatoes from the field, tot soy, baby fennel, baby chioga beets, fingerling potatoes, sugar snap peas, sweet white turnips and their greens. I'm going to start right off with those green lentils. And I will cook them in water with a little bit of the spring garlic. And I will eventually add to that pot at the end a little bit of salt and pepper and finish it with extra virgin olive oil. I'm going to saute the morel mushrooms in butter. And serve it with those lentils, and that will be one of my little appetizer courses. The morels they are wild mushroom. They are not cultivated, so they need to be washed very well, and then they have to be dried, meaning that you don't want that water. Again, mushrooms are sponges too, pretty much. So you really want to wash them well, dry them, and then saute them. And work out that water content so you realize the flavor without going too far. And then the next thing, I'm going to make the polenta. And you gave me flowering thyme. I'm going to save the flowers for garnish because they're so pretty and they're tiny. They're little white flowers.
So aromatic.
They're gorgeous. And I'll make the polenta again in water, but now I can add salt from the beginning because it's not a bean. So polenta with water, which I typically make polenta with cream. So this is a bit of a change for me. So
slight departure.
Yeah, huge departure, actually. Or I would make it with chicken stock, to be perfectly honest with you. So I will do water and salt and add a little bit of the leaves of the thyme to perfume right near the end of cooking. Polenta takes about 45 minutes to cook and has to be on very low heat and very slow. And you have to stir the pot frequently. You cannot leave a pot of polenta alone. So at the very end, I'm actually going to have to add a little bit of butter to that polenta. And I will garnish with the flowering thyme. And then what I'd like to do is serve that with the sugar snap peas that you have on here and the turnips and their greens. So what I'll do is I'll blanch a sugar snap peas. And
those turnips are amazing when you can find sweet white turnips.
And the fun part about this is while the polenta is going to be warm and the sugar snap peas are going to be, you know, warm going in, I'm going to do the turnips raw. I will cut their tops off. Again, you're going to have something that's very dirty. Wash the greens very well. I'm going to chiffonade them. And chiffonade is when you stack the greens, roll them, and then make a thin slice from one end to end. So I'm going to chiffonade the greens. I'm going to saute them in a little bit of olive oil with salt and pepper. But the turnips themselves, I think I'll julienne them. So I get a little crunch in my dish. So I'll have polenta, the sugar peas, the chiffonade of the turnip greens tossed in at the end, and then the little dice of the white turnips. Well, you gave me... All right, so then next...
I get excited.
Yeah. The beets and... let's see. I have to think about this for a second. I have zucchini flowers. Wow. All right, so zucchini flowers, I have to fry them. So...
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to chime in with... okay. You're talking about having to fry them.
Mm-hmm.
I have an email from a listener, Barbara, saying, can you address the need to add oil, healthy fats to a diet of mainly vegetables? Many people think is healthy to eliminate all the fats from their diet, and we're definitely both on board with
absolutely
healthy for you both, as far as gustatorily as well as
right
for your body and your mind.
Absolutely. So with the zucchini flowers, I'm going to do I do beignet batter. So it's very simple. It's sparkling water, baking powder, baking soda, and we use cake flour and salt and pepper, and just dip them quickly in that batter. Now, you could stuff them, but you didn't really... I don't see anything on here I can stuff them with. So I'm just going to fry them. And then
I have given you too much. That's a nice little three-course menu.
It. All right, your turn.
You could have the zucchini flour beignets.
Yeah, that was a lot.
And then the polenta dish
mm-hmm.
as a middle course, and then the rich lentils with mushrooms.
And you gave me walnuts, so I think I'll add that to that polenta dish because that would be good with the turnips and the peas and everything, crushed walnuts.
A little bit ground into and warm with
I almost got through it all.
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
That's a lot of stuff. All right, let's see. Eggplant, fresh garlic, rosemary, young fingerling potato, extra virgin olive oil, sea salt, pepper, onion, shallots, cipollinis, yay, spinach, roasted tomato, broad beans. Do you mean favas?
Mm-hmm.
When I looked at this without my glasses, I thought it said bad beans. I'm like, what? What did they do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Lime, Sorrento lemon, Reggiano and fresh buffalo mozzarella. Okay.
A few less ingredients.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, I was a little bit crazy. I think my main dish is going to have to be an eggplant fava and tomato dish. Build it in whether it's like a big gratin, you know, do it as a big gratin with the Reggiano. You need lemon in that. Use cipollinis in that and the shallot as well. No, not the shallot or the cipollinis. The onions. Sweated a long, long time in a little bit of white wine, and build a layer dish like that tian that you talked about, but do it as a proper gratin. Hopefully, I can find a little bit of breadcrumb to get it nice and crunchy on the top there.
That would be good.
And and yes, I would do it with olive oil, and I wish I had just a little bit of like ricotta or farmer cheese.
You can have that.
Thank you.
I'm giving it to you now for
refrigerator. It's awesome to find that in the pantry. And there's rosemary there as well. So there's my main dish to serve warm. The fingerlings, I'd want to do the salad I was kind of talking about earlier. But with the fresh garlic, I'd want to milk poach it, do that even a day ahead, drain it from the milk, let it be in olive oil overnight with a little bit of sea salt. If I have like a Calabrian chili or some kind of a little bit of extra spice for it. Crush that the next day. Make a garlic oil. And dress the potatoes warm, just out of the very salted water. Crush them with the skins on. And dress them with that spicy garlic oil. And a little bit of really fruity olive oil. And
there you go. Good.
I guess I have the spinach left to make a salad. With buffalo mozzarella. And I guess I'm all out of time. And we're out of time. Thanks for listening to Foreman Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And if you missed part of this program or any other programs and you want to listen to, we have podcasts on the WYPR site at the Foreman Wolf page. You can email us, foremanwolf@wypr.org. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the beautiful day.